The UN Arab League envoy calls on all parties to cease violence in Syria. Addressing the UN General Assembly, Kofi Annan said his six-point peace plan aimed at ending the 16-month crisis has not been implemented. He also said there's evidence of a third actor involved in the Syrian unrest. The human rights chief condemns U.S. drone strikes in Pakistan as illegal. Navi Pillay says the pilotless planes are indiscriminately killing civilians. She calls the killings as violations of human rights. The U.S. claims its drones target militants in Pakistan, but official data shows most of the victims are civilians. Another day of bloodshed in Pakistan. A bomb explosion kills at least 8 people and injures more than 20 others in the southwestern city of Quetta. The bomb went off outside an Islamic school as a degree ceremony was underway inside. No claim of responsibility yet. Russia says it backs Iran's peaceful nuclear program. Vladimir Putin assured his Iranian counterpart Mahmoud Ahmadinejad on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in Beijing. Earlier, the SCO opposed any military action against Tehran over its nuclear program. It also ruled out any military intervention in the Middle East. A big question mark hangs over the cost of the British Queen's Diamond Jubilee. Some estimates put the expense of the celebrations at £3 billion, paid mostly by British taxpayers. The extravagant ceremonies for Queen Elizabeth come as the UK is grappling with a deepening recession. No end in sight to Israel's settlement activities in Palestinian territories. The Tel Aviv regime is going to erect over 850 new settler units in the occupied West Bank. Israel continues to defy all international outcries to halt settlement construction. The settlements are considered illegal under international law. Several Iranian oil companies have taken part at an international oil and gas exhibition in Azerbaijan's capital, Baku. More than 300 companies from 30 countries are attending the fair. Iranian firms have showcased their latest achievements in oil drilling and oil pipes production.